This is the Crosby Clooney Show, number 402, for Tuesday, September 12th, 1961.
Yeah, fade out Gary Moore and Durwood Kirby.
And fade in Rosemary Clooney and Bing Crosby.
Say, have I got my man tan on evenly?
Oh, you're a doll.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth given. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you feel blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Happy too. Life's really worth living when we're mirth given. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you feel blue, I'm gonna send the sun smiling through. I wanna be so happy, but I ain't gonna be happy till I make you happy too.
Say, Ken, you remember we talked about all the scotch that was accidentally dumped into the river over there in Scotland?
Oh, yes, I remember. A workman up in a distillery up in Blaidneck, Scotland, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Blaidneck.
Hit the wrong tap, dumped 5,000 bottles of the active amber into the river Blaidneck.
Sir, created a major disaster.
Oh, that's a catastrophe. A fella hits the wrong valve and $28,000 worth of scotch goes into the river. And to explain further, $28,000 worth of scotch would be about 153,900 standard nips.
Gee, 150. Well, accident or not, this guy threw the biggest party ever given in Scotland, don't you think?
Boy, what a time the salmon and trout must have had.
You know what intrigues me? Who was the tap puller? What was the name of the fellow who pulled the tap and released all this happy amber?
Yes, who was this fellow? And when last seen, what country was he paddling through?
Oh, well, I imagine this fellow will forever remain nameless and anonymous.
Jobless, too.
Forever, because of the amber incident.
No, it's not that, but the distillery wouldn't reveal his name. They say the poor fellow has suffered enough already. They're keeping him a secret.
Look out for a fellow who's biting his lip and talking to himself, and you got the man.
Oh, he'll be in worse shape than that, huh?
It's really a wonder he didn't try to throw himself into the river.
It's a wonder the whole town didn't jump in.
Well, it's really, really too bad. This fellow will never live the deed down. May I say that the fish will never again live it up so much.
That's a point that worries me, too. It really does. The salmon not living it up again, you know, next year. Once a salmon gets into a groove, it's hard to change him. Something happens in a salmon's life once, and he expects it to happen regularly, you know.
Oh, I think you're being unduly concerned, Bing.
Oh, I don't know, Rosie. Bing does know his salmon. Their loves, their hates.
Don't you get... Wait a minute.
Their what?
Don't you go laughing this thing off, now. This has serious implications. Just remember, never double-cross a salmon. Never.
Then what are we going to do?
Well, first someone sings. Then we'll consider ways and means to placate the stormy salmon.
The sleepless nights, the daily fights, the quick toboggan when you reach the heights. I miss the kisses and I miss the bites. I wish I were in love again. The broken dates, the endless waits, the lovely loving and the hateful hates, the conversation with the flying plates. I wish I were in love again. No more pain, no more strain. Now I'm sane, but I would rather be gaga. The pulled out fur of cat and cur, the fine mismating of a him and her. my lesson, but I wish I were in love again.
Still concerned over those snookered salmon?
Concerned?
Oh, he waited for that one.
I'm harassed. I really am. This can't be laughed off now, Ken. Don't kid.
Oh, Bing, are you sure you're not making a mountain out of a salmon egg?
Rosie, let me tell you something. Salmons are creatures of the most rigid habits. So what happens when all these fish return next year and get no scotch in their water at Blabnock? There'll be some sulky salmon, believe me.
Then you suggest the distillery should make this an annual event, huh?
Well, I don't say they should. They have to throw $28,000 worth of whiskey into the river. You know, just a dram apiece for some of the older salmon. Some of the older cats, just give them a little toddy for the body. That water's cold. So they won't be completely let down when they return.
Oh, you really feel that they'll expect the distillery to throw them a big party again next year, is that it?
Expect, they'll anticipate it. They'll look forward to it eagerly. Like I said, they are creatures who are dedicated to habit and to precedence.
And you figure salmon are habitual drinkers, huh?
Oh, no, only once a year is all they... Just one little fling. They just want to swing once.
A fling in the Highlands.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, those salmon are swingers.
They are now. Next year, if the distillery doesn't show some hospitality, they're apt to go on a rampage. Now, you wait and see. Salmon don't like to be double-crossed habit-wise. Oh, they get wild. When they gather at the distillery, you watch out.
There'll be thousands of them.
Now, millions. Millions. The word's out.
Yes, they must have invited friends
come
now.
Come to Blabnock and get bombed. Word travels fast in fish circles. Anyhow, they'll gather at the distillery waiting for the fella to hit the scotch tap, and if nothing happens, I wouldn't be at all surprised if they start gnawing away at the foundations of the building. They might just pull it apart, tear it down brick by brick.
They could do just that.
They can do plenty of damage, you know, a million salmon. They get kicking and swimming and fishing and finning around. They might take the whole town over. I don't know.
So, in the interest of peace and law and order, you suggest the distillery float a little scotch on the river next year about the same time.
That's my advice. I advise them, yes. Those salmon expect a party next year.
Well, personally, I hope they get it.
I do, too. I may grab a paper cup and join them.
Is there a bagpipe handy?
Whatever do you want with a bagpipe?
I thought we should have a little music.
You're a strange one, Rosie Clooney. You're a stranger.
I may be wrong, but I think you're wonderful. I may be wrong, but I think you're swell.
I like your style, say. I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell?
All of your shirts are unsightly. All of your ties are a crime.
Don't like my thread. Well, if dear in you I pick rightly, baby, it's gotta be the first time you came along. Say, I think you're wonderful.
I think you're grand, but I may be wrong.
Spaces, you might be Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Oh, yeah.
you came along and said, I think you're wonderful.
Wonderful.
I think you're grand.
But we may just be wrong.
While you two are resting, why not let Buddy Cole and the ensemble take a charge for a while?
I think that'd be wonderful. I think everybody would get a big charge out of it, too, I'm sure.
Buddy, looks like you're on.
Buddy and boys, you've done it again.
Done what again?
Played a number.
Oh.
And very well, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Weren't you paying attention, Kent?
Well, oh, yes, naturally. But you see, when I listen to music, I just get carried away.
Oh, so do I. Especially if I'm not involved in it.
By the way, do you get carried away when Bing sings?
Yes, quite often.
Oh, maybe we should put that boy to work, then.
I'm for it.
Hey, Bing, how about singing a song now and weaving a magic spell for Rosemary and the other ladies listening?
You happen to be talking to a fellow that just happens to do that sort of work. That's my touch. Stand by.
It's not for me to say you love me. It's not for me to say you'll always care. Oh, but here's for the moment I can hold you fast and press your lips to mine and dream that love will last. As far as I can see, this is heaven. And speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again, but then it's not for me to say. As far as I can see,
This is heaven. And speaking just for me, it's ours to share. Perhaps the glow of love will grow with every passing day, or we may never meet again. But then it's not for me to say.
Rosie, how about wrapping up this little session here with a bit of a solo?
I'll chance it.
I guarantee you'll be a smash.
What did we do last night? Tell me, what did we do that makes me feel so great today? Tell me, what did we do that was different and new that has me feeling this way? Saw a show and then we had a fight. Just another date. Gonna meet again next Friday night. I can hardly wait. What did we do last night? It was something all right. It's all that I keep dreaming of. All the time we were out simply wandering about. Guess we must have been falling in love. Saw a show and then we had a bite. Just another day. We're gonna meet again next Friday night, and I can hardly wait. What did we do last night? It was something all right. It's all that I keep dreaming of. All the time we were out simply wandering about. Guess we must have been falling in love.
Bye for now, folks.
Certainly hope you listen again, ladies and gentlemen. Adios.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Cole's music were presented from Hollywood, produced by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.